Story number 20, the mermaid that laughed three times. This mermaid story is like no other mermaid story I know of. And so is the mermaid that Tia created to illustrate the story. I was blown away when I met Tia's mermaid for the first time, and it still makes me laugh.
Once there was a man who drove out to sea to collect some sand. Then a mermaid came up to him and said, "If I can come with you and stay in your house for 3 years, I will pay you well." He said yes and took her with him. When they arrived at the man's house, his wife was not happy, but the man told her they would be rewarded. So the woman put the mermaid to work. She gave her a spinning wheel and told her to spin some yarn. There the mermaid sat, spinning at the spinning wheel. But the mermaid was the slowest spinner that the woman had ever seen. On Sunday, the man and the woman invited the mermaid to attend church with them. But this would be the first and only time that they invited her. For in the church, in the middle of the priest's sermon, the mermaid burst into such loud laughter that she could be heard far, far away. They were so embarrassed that they kept the mermaid at home from that day on, sitting at the spinning wheel, spinning ever so slowly. Time passed, and the tax collector was coming, and the man looked very worried. He said to his wife, "What am I to do? I have no money." Again, the mermaid laughed, that loud laugh that could be heard far, far away. "What is wrong with her?" the wife said. "How dare she laugh at us when all she does is sit there spinning ever so slowly and eating all our fish?" "Don't worry, I'm sure she will pay us, as she promised," the man said. When the 3 years had passed and it was time for the mermaid to leave, the woman was happy, as she was fed up with the mermaid. She hadn't spun enough yarn to earn her keep, and she wanted her gone. The mermaid asked to be driven back to the place where the man had found her 3 years earlier, and so he did. When she climbed out of the carriage, the man was standing waiting for her to reward him. Instead, she began to laugh again, that same loud laugh that could be heard far away. "Why are you laughing?" said the man, now a little worried. "I am laughing at your wife, who has been so angry with me for sitting at the spinning wheel for 3 years, complaining about how little yarn I have spun. And today, as I left, she angrily cut away the 3 years' worth of yarn I had spun and threw it in the corner." If she had looked more carefully, she would have seen that I was spinning gold. The man looked shocked. "Lucky for your wife, she was so angry that she did not take it all off the spinning wheel," she said. "There is still a little thread left that is of pure gold. She can make dresses and golden blankets from that little thread. It will never end. But all she cut off is of no use now." Then the man grew curious and asked, "Tell me, what were you laughing about when I sat at the table and cried because I did not have money for the taxes?" "Well," she said, "there was a pot under your feet full of money. You could have taken that if you had wanted, and you can still go home and find it under the kitchen floorboards." The man looked happy. "But tell me why you were laughing when we went to the church together," he asked. "Yes, that was funny," she said, "because the devil himself was sitting behind the priest, writing down the names of all the people who were sleeping while the priest was giving his sermon. The devil had a calf skin stretched out to write upon, but it soon filled up, and there was not enough skin for all the names, and so he wanted to stretch it to make it even wider. He took the skin between his teeth and held it with his hands, and then suddenly his teeth slipped and his head hit the pillar behind him. He looked so stupid I couldn't help it. I just had to laugh." The man thanked the mermaid and watched as she swam out to sea. He went home and found the pot with the money under the kitchen floor. And his wife had all the gold she wanted on her spinning wheel.